Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, June 18th, 2019. On this day in 1858, Charles Darwin received a paper from Alfred Russel Wallace that included nearly identical conclusions about evolution as his own, prompting Darwin to publish his theory. What does the Tempelhofer Feld of tomorrow look like? In view of the scarcity of affordable living space, there is now more and more talk of marginal development of the area with social housing. With a referendum in 2014, Berliners had rejected any peripheral development on the open space. Since then, the Tempelhof law has forbidden development, but the question is arising as to whether it has to stay that way. A part of the perimeter is already inhabited. In 2016, the city temporarily accommodated several thousand refugees in the hangars of the airport building. And since the end of 2017, a container village has been standing on the apron for around 1,000 refugees, and the law allows their temporary use until December 31st of 2019, after which the containers are to be removed. What happens afterwards is unclear. The proposals of the parliamentary groups in the red-red-green-governed capital about possible use of the field diverge widely. The deputy Ayer Sprenger of the SPD think that Berliners would decide differently in a new referendum on a peripheral development today, stating, quote, "A lot has happened in Berlin in the last 5 years. We have a tense housing situation and people are insecure." Sprenger argues for a border development with affordable commercial and residential premises. In May, SPD faction leader Raed Saleh had brought a, quote, "cautious development of the border" into play. A new referendum is not formally necessary, says Green MEP Susanne Kallefeld, stating that the Tempelhof law could be amended like any other law in Parliament. Nevertheless, all parliamentary groups in the House of Representatives agree that peripheral development, if at all, should only take place with the consent of Berliners. For Kallefeld, the SPD's promise that only social housing would be built there is misleading. According to Berlin guidelines, the share of social housing in new construction plans should only be 30%. She added, quote, "The promise of social housing construction at the edges is therefore a deceptive package, because we would get 70% expensive new construction." The idea of the Greens was that the inner grass area should remain open, and outside the area, trees are to be planted one by one. Like the Greens, the group of the Greens in European Free Alliance is opposed to peripheral development and cites climate change as a reason. Parliamentary party leader Carola Bloom stated, quote, "Due to the lack of buildings, the air here can cool down at night and has a temperature-reducing effect on the densely built-up districts in the city." The AfD group also rejects, quote, "planning that deviates from the current use of open spaces." For the FDP, however, peripheral development is indispensable. A triad with cooperative construction, social and private housing construction is conceivable, according to faction leader Sebastian Zaya. CDU Member of Parliament Stefan Evers sees things in a similar light. He describes the non-development of the peripheral areas as a, quote, "speculative vacancy that Berliners could not afford." After the summer break, the CDU wants to introduce a bill according to which referendums should become part of the Berlin Constitution. At the latest, by the 2021 state elections, the CDU would want the Berliners to decide on the future of the Tempelhof Feld. The roots of the Tempelhofer Feld go back to the 13th century, when the Order of the Temple made it its property. In the 18th and 19th centuries, Prussian kings had parades held on the Feld. From 1923, it was dominated by the airport, and in 1936, a new building was commissioned by Adolf Hitler. After the Second World War, the U.S. Air Force took over the airport in 1945, and since 2010, the area has been a public leisure and recreation area. More and more private firearms are circulating in Berlin. As the Berlin Interior Administration announced, at the request of the AfD, 50,290 firearms or parts of weapons were registered in the capital in 2018. Within 5 years, the number of private firearms in Berlin has increased by around 11%. By way of comparison, population growth in Berlin during the same period was significantly lower at around 5%. The figures given in the as-yet unpublished reply from the authorities come from the National Arms Register, or the NWR, in which legal weapons in private ownership have been recorded since 2013. Unlike in the U.S., for example, private possession of firearms is generally not permitted in Germany. If you want to buy a firearm, you have to apply for a Waffenbesitzkarte, or possessions card. It is granted if the security authorities have no negative knowledge of the applicant, if he or she appears physically and mentally fit, and if he or she has passed an examination on weapons expertise. Above all, however, private individuals must prove that they need the desired weapon. As a rule, applications from hunters or marksmen are approved. Collectors of weapons of cultural historical significance can also obtain a permit. In a few exceptional cases, private individuals who can prove that they are particularly endangered may also receive a weapon, but the hurdles are high. In order to be allowed to carry a weapon ready to fire in public, the weapon possession card is not sufficient. In addition, a firearms license is required. Private individuals are granted this only in a few exceptional cases. It can be applied for example, by drivers of money transporters. A nuanced picture emerges in the development of offenses involving the use of firearms. In 2008, the Berlin police registered almost 1,000 such acts. In 2017, the figure was just under 600, but last year it rose slightly to 650. However, statistics do not show how exactly firearms were used in the crimes in this category. It also remains unclear why there are more and more registered firearms in Berlin. At a glance, the statistics of the Berlin Arms Authority suggests that there is evidently a tendency among private individuals who wish to carry arms. There, considerably more applications were approved for so-called small arms licenses. This does not entitle the bearer to carry firearms, but to carry signal, irritant, and warning firearms. Between 2008 and 2014, the Berlin Arms Authority issued around 500 small arms licenses per year. Slightly more than 800 applications were approved in 2015, and in 2016, the number increased massively to around 4,400 approved applications. With just under 1,800 small arms licenses, the Weapons Authority issued fewer last year than in previous years, but still considerably more than in the years up to 2014. The police union, or GDP, is concerned about the trend towards the use of firearms and believes the new figures should give politicians food for thought. Benjamin Yendro, spokesman for the Berlin GDP, stated, "Because they show that more and more people in our city no longer feel safe and now feel left alone by the state." Pepper spray and scare shot pistols, however, offer only a semblance of security. Yendro added that he believes that every new weapon in the public domain poses a danger to the people of the city. More and more weapons are coming to Germany from Eastern Europe, and to this Yendro commented, quote, "Here, we must intensify cooperation." AfD domestic politician Carsten Woldeit sees the figures as evidence of an increased feeling of insecurity, stating, quote, "This increase in legal firearms and the doubling of the number of so-called small firearms licenses between 2014 and 2018 clearly show how insecure Berliners feel in their city." He accused the Red-Red-Green coalition of accepting, quote, "breaches of law" and sparing the police the trouble, leaving citizens feeling abandoned by the state, therefore increasing their desire to protect themselves. According to reporting in the Berliner Morgenpost, in the course of the debt crisis, several thousand jobs had been cut at the Berlin police in the 2000s. For some years now, however, there has been a marked increase in the number of staff. The number of residents in Berlin continued to rise in 2018 compared to the previous year. However, the growth slowed down, as the Berlin-Brandenburg Statistics Office announced on Monday. Berlin thus increased by 31,300 inhabitants, and this corresponds to an increase of 0.9%, and is the smallest population increase since 2011. In 2017, the figure rose by 1.1%. A total of around 3.6 million people lived in Berlin at the end of 2018. The statisticians attributed the growth to the birth and migration balance. Thus, 180,000 people moved to Berlin, while only 151,000 left. At 40,200, the number of births was higher than the number of deaths at 35,900. In addition, there's a number of unreported cases of residents who are not registered because they either live illegally in Germany, only stay in the city for a limited period of time, or have forgotten to register. Thanks to the influx of Berliners, the population of Brandenburg is growing for the sixth year in succession. Last year, a total of 2,511,917 people lived in Brandenburg. In 2018, according to data, the number of 20,800 new arrivals exceeded the number of those who turned their backs on the state. More than three-quarters of Neubrandenburg residents came from the capital. The surplus more than made up for the birth deficit of 12,800 people. Just in time for the start of the holiday season this Thursday, there will again be a Super Holiday Pass on offer for Berlin children and young people. As announced by the Jugendkulturservice on Monday, at a price of 9 euros, the 200-page guide offers many ideas for the holidays, as well as more than 200 discounts on sports, games, sites, as well as cultural and creative offers. Per reporting, the swimming card for free daily swimming in the pools of the Berliner Bädebetriebe is particularly popular. Free zoo entry is also possible with the pass. The Super Holiday Pass is valid for the next 100 holiday days until the end of the Easter holidays in 2020. The pass is available at the public pools of the Berliner Bädebetriebe, at many Berlin's citizens' offices, or at the Jugendkulturservice. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.